Good morning, Houston, fordaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Alan Beaulieu, the president of ITR Economics. Alan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Despite all the things going on, it's a sunny day, and we know this is going to end sometime, don't we?
We certainly do. All things do come to an end, and this will be no different.
So for those that might not know, you are fairly famous economists. I always like to say there's academics and there's business structured economists. So you have a real world view. You're not always saying on the other hand, which a lot of other economists do. I wanted to talk to you now to get your perspective on this situation we're in, economic slowdown based on this coronavirus. It's come down very fast. And I was wondering what your estimate was on what the recovery might look like.
Good question. Probably the most germane question. We think that it will be more of a V than a U. After 2008-09, it was a very broad, slow rise up, and it seemed to take forever to climb the hill, and then eventually we picked up some speed. This will be more V-shaped. It's not going to be a real sharp V, but it'll certainly be more V-shaped. The reasons for that, here in America, I think that we're blessed with a really short memory. What we're going to find is that when the death rate actually starts to come down and down every day, and Kemp, I know that because we've met, this will mean something to you. And for everybody listening, please understand I'm an economist. I'm not an MD.
Yeah.
But as an economist, I can sound like I have no heart or soul. It's because I have to look at numbers and not let feelings get in the way of the analysis. As soon as I let feelings get in the way, I want an outcome, and I can't afford that. For this whole interview, let's try to keep that in mind, okay? If you remember towards the end of the Vietnam War, as soon as the death count started to go down, you know, we began to focus on other things because we knew it was winding down. That was a fear. That was a heartbreak. That was a tragic situation in many, many ways, but it also gives us something to look at. The other thing that we looked at in terms of that V-shape was 9/11. After 9/11, which was strictly fear, where were we going to die? Were there more attacks? What was happening to our world? How long did it take America to get past that and to move on? Now, the world was never the same again. We, who lived through it, the grown-ups at the time, were never the same again. But we also went on. And I think this has application to those. And then we'll add on top of that, Kemp, the oil embargo of 74, 75, in that time period, if you remember. We're in an oil issue now because of Russia and Saudi Arabia. You know, how long did it take us to get past that oil mess up, and what did it do to us? So we looked at all those things, including 2008 and 9, to come up with our conclusion that, you know, the economy was on the way up globally. Things were moving rather nicely globally, and then this thing hit us hard. And so we do have that steep downslope. But since everything was going up, and given the histories that I just talked about, it looks pretty good for a pretty nice rebound on the other side. When we get into our longer duration webinars, we talk about what the stock market's going to do and what kind of shape that's going to look like and what we can expect there. We're going to be looking at some pretty interesting numbers there. But the big thing is, if I may share with you, the big thing is that in most ways, this is not the Great Recession. You know, I read so much that says this is worse than the Great Recession, that this is going to be just magnitudes worse than the Great Recession. It's going to last for years. Our analysis doesn't show that. We see that we're nearing the peak in terms of COVID deaths. And as Governor Cuomo said, and I don't know if you caught any flack for it, for not, I hope I don't, the deaths are actually a lagging indicator. Mm-hmm. You want to look at new cases. And when I look at the three-day moving average for new cases, it's actually encouraging. Mm-hmm. It certainly suggests that we're nearing that peak and that we're about to turn the corner and that businesses will be ramping back up again in fairly short order. The stay-at-home orders will be lifted maybe on May 4th. Then as we were on the way up, we have this V drop, this interruption, but there's nothing that says we won't go back up and head back towards where we were because it's fundamentally still the same world. It's just had this gigantic interruption.
All right, so this $22 trillion economy, and when it stalls out like this, is a possibility that we can fire it back up without too much trouble, what you're saying.
Exactly so.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the nature of America. I think that's the nature of business in America. If it wasn't for the stay-at-home order, which, you know, we're not going to discuss whether that's right or not. That's mm-hmm. really not something I want to get into.
Right.
But the stay-at-home order is what shut it off. And the switch can be thrown the other way in very short order so that we all go back to work.
All right. So one of the encouraging things, too, is what we've seen going on in China. Would you say the fact that they're, you know, maybe 3 months ahead of us and they're back, you know, out in restaurants, is that a good solid roadmap for us to look at?
I believe so. There's a lot of talk that their manufacturing capacity would take a long time to ramp up, much like what we're hearing now. Mm-hmm. But as of today, the last few days, they're up to 85 to 95% production capacity. And the people that I talk to that are involved there say they're producing. And one fellow only had 75% of his workforce back, but his output was over 100% of what it was before. Mm-hmm. So China's back to work. Ships are coming. Mm-hmm. So folks that were worried about supply chain disruption, it'll prove to be pretty short duration. And their concerns in China now are that they're not getting the raw materials from the U.S. or Europe. And if there's a stall, it may be because of the supply from us that normally goes to them.
That's exactly right. I just talked to somebody who is one of the largest purchasers of rigid LVT, and he says his factories in China are ready for orders, and he's not wanting to give them to them yet.
Yeah. It's not China, yeah. And they are a good model, I think, that works for us. And South Korea, uh-huh. And Taiwan. Yeah. Now, we see good things going on there as well. If it was just one, you could say it's kind of a fluky thing, but it seems to be more than that.
All right, so let's say it's coming out, and let's look at the sectors for a minute. And by that, I mean there's residential replacement, which is what the consumer does. There's builder for homes, and then there's the commercial market. You got any sense of which sectors will recover faster?
Yes, your residential folks will. Okay. And there's applications for new mortgages have fallen through the floor through all of this. Banking regs have changed. They've tightened up credit requirements. But when this passes, they're bound to go back to what they were doing before, at least that's my estimation. And as they do that, we saw right before this hit, there was a hunger for applications for new homes. Permits were going up at a really fast rate. And I think we're going to see that the American desire for the home goes back, especially since interest rates are likely to stay low for a little while, giving them a strong incentive for acting now. And the do-it-yourself, the home remodeling, and hiring remodelers, I think we're going to see that as incomes are restored, we're going to go back to seeing that demand also as we go forward. It'll be a little slower coming back. Contractors can get back to work. Folks at home may be a little slower to spend the money, but I don't think it'll take too long before they're wanting to do that. Your commercial folks, whatever they have for a backlog, I mean, they have.
Right.
And that backlog is going to be carrying them through. New work's going to be tougher to find. We think it'll be a tight bidding market in the commercial work, and that the amount of commercial building construction is going to be moving lower on a dollar basis through 2020, through the rest of this year, into early 21. So the commercial folks will find it, their storm is coming as their backlog dries up. It'll be a difficult time for them, and they need to be careful. I'm sure they know this, to remember that they lag the macroeconomic environment, so they still have yet to go through the worst of this.
What's your call on the impact to GDP? Obviously, second quarter is going to be negative, but do you think third quarter will be positive again?
On a GDP basis, yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks for mentioning that, Kemp. The second quarter, we're forecasting a really steep fall in GDP in the second quarter, the kind of thing that on a roller coaster everybody screams. Some people hold up their hands, but it makes everybody feel funny in the stomach. It's going to be that kind of fall. It's going to scare the daylights out of the media. It's going to scare the daylights out of a lot of people. Hopefully your folks listening to this will say, okay, it was forecasted, we knew this was coming, but it's not going to last because the leading indicators are showing some good things, because the COVID numbers are beginning to show some good things, because there's some positive things happening. The Federal Reserve Board, outstanding, CARE Act, good piece of work, as long as they don't bungle it and they can actually get the money out to people. I think people that understand those things are going to say, well, that was a heck of a drop, but there's no reason for it to continue like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's when they don't know that there's a safety net that people begin to panic.
All right, Alan, I'm a big fan of yours. I follow you a lot and connected to you on email. You're doing some webinars. I mean, you've got some coming up. Tell us what's going on with you with webinars.
Well, we have a webinar scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. If you go to our website, which is itreconomics.com, there's information on it there. I'll be giving the webinar. We'll be going through a lot of more of the whys and wherefores on everything we've just been talking about. I'm not sure how many seats are left, but we do sell the recordings after. And probably in another 2 weeks, there'll be another one. Yeah. And then I'm not sure how far we'll space them out. We've been doing them every 2 weeks as the situation changes. It's been good to update with the new laws, regulations, and leading indicator improvement, just making sure folks can stay in touch with this will get better, this is when it'll get better, and this is why it will get better, and discussing their portfolios while we're doing that.
All right, Alan. Thanks again. You've been talking to Alan Beaulieu, the president and principal of ITR Economics, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.